This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Yeah. Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and we are situated on the beautiful, picturesque 160-acre campus of Columbus Academy in Gahanna. It is a monster game tonight for Fort Loramie, which needs a second win on the year and can benefit big time from beating a Division V school in Columbus Academy, which, by the way, is 3-0 and is coming off a 40-0 trouncing of Newark Catholic. Fort Loramie this year returning only about five starters from a year ago. Columbus Academy, about 12 or 13. That's been the way it has happened this year. Minster and Versailles, both with many more starters back than Fort Loramie. Redskins going through some growing pains early on and need a win tonight after getting well a little bit last week in Downing-Covington. It's a new look offense for Fort Loramie this evening. During the first 2 weeks of the year and last season, it was the spread, or I should say during last year, it was the spread and wide open. First 2 weeks this year, it was two tight end sets, only a couple wide outs. Back to the wide open shotgun offense, multiple wide receivers, no two tight end sets. Maxwell Maurer, the QB, will do more throwing. Will Holland, the feature running back, will be in receiving routes more than he has been the last couple weeks. We'll go over some personnel changes, some switches out on offense and defense both. But head coach Spencer Wells and his staff, Chuck, trying to rejuvenate the offense and defense both.
Well, I mean, you take a look at their first two opponents, and you don't want to hit the panic button after those two games. But I understand they should not have looked as bad as they did against Versailles. They looked defeated when the game started, and that is not Fort Laramie football. And like you said, last week they got well against a really bad Covington team. So tonight they need to build on that. They need a good start, because for their morale, they don't need to get down early, because it's going to be tough for them to come back.
And head coach Spencer Wells, in his sixth year, will highlight the fact that his club does need a fine beginning to this game tonight to restore some confidence against a quality opponent like Columbus Academy. Will Holland will double up on defense as a linebacker, as well as running back on offense. Aiden Bolin, who's been at corner, will switch to safety. Thomas Hoying, who's been at the safety spot, goes to a quarterback position. Gabe Hart, middle linebacker on defense the first few weeks, goes to defensive tackle. The new MLB is Lewis Hart. Ty Kemper is at a defensive end in place of Carter Eilerman. And Carter will be on offense pretty much exclusively for the Redskins.
Well, I mean, you know, on a Division VII school, you get a lot of two-way players. But if you can limit that as much as you can, because this time of year, tonight's beautiful. But, you know, you get that heat, you get the muscle cramps, you get problems if you go both ways. So I think it's good that they've made some changes there.
Three straight wins by Columbus Academy under 9-year head coach Robin Miller. And this is the home opener tonight for Columbus Academy. Not only is Fort Laramie going on the road week 4, it's Academy's first home game of the season. Big wins on the road at Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, 35-12. Over Cardington Lincoln, 33-8. And last week, 40-0 over Newark Catholic. It was 28-0 in the first quarter.
Wow.
And Columbus Academy took the opening kickoff back for 6. And it was clear sailing the rest of the way. These two clubs have had great games the last two seasons as this rivalry has gotten started. 2 years ago right here, Christian Academy won on a late two-point conversion, 29-28, after Fort Laramie made a furious comeback last season. Academy jumped out on top, 14-0 at Fort Laramie. Redskins got a score late in the second quarter, got two more touchdowns in the second half, and held off Academy, which was driving late in the game, and Fort Laramie won it 21-14 last season. Captains for both clubs out at midfield with the referees. Fort Laramie won the toss and wants the football. Redskins, guided by junior quarterback Maxwell Maurer and company, will be on offense first. We'll return in just a few minutes with comments from both head coaches. 6-year head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Laramie, 9-year head coach Robin Miller of Columbus Academy, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom. Superior.com, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer once again with Chuck McBee in Gahanna on the campus of Columbus Academy, east of Columbus. It is a gorgeous night for high school football. Skies have cleared overhead, a few puffy white clouds, no chance of rain. The temperature dropping rapidly through the 70s. Terrific campus here at Columbus Academy.
Yeah, wow. Amazing.
It is outstanding. Really fun to be a part of it tonight. Glad we made the trip for this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Columbus Academy. Spencer Wells, head coach of the Redskins, prior to coming to Fort Loramie Country half dozen years ago, he was the quarterback coach at Wapakoneta High School, had been an assistant at Marion Local Salina and at Allen East. Spencer is a Delta St. John's graduate, played on the Blue Jays 2005 Division VI state championship team. Before last week's easy victory over Covington, the Redskins played Minster and Versailles to start the regular season after competing against Marion Local to close out the preseason. And after those real tough opponents along the way, the Redskins got something figured out last week and hit the ground running against Covington.
Going against Marion Local and then the first two games with Minster and Versailles, you know, we found out a lot. We learned a lot. And I think that probably we were in a position to learn more than anyone else in our division. You know, when you go against top-quality opponents like that, obviously we wanted to compete better. We didn't play the football that we wanted to play. But the one pro is we learned a ton. And so, to your point, we made a lot of personnel changes. not necessarily new guys seeing the field, but just different positions. You know, what's the strength of this team? And we focused defensively on, number one, being more aggressive. You know, we found that out in the first 2 weeks. We played a lot of base defense, you know, so we called a lot more pressures last week, really trying to bring the attack to the offense. We felt like we were kind of taking it a little bit. So I think being aggressive on defense has been fun to watch. Offensively, spreading it back out. You know, we tried to be more of a 12 personnel, double tight end team, really a power run scheme, to saying, you know, we're more of a spread team. We found that out quick. And so we took one tight end off the field. We added a receiver. Our formations changed. Our schemes didn't necessarily change, but our formations did and how we're doing them. So I think that getting back to a spread offense and kind of doing what we've typically done the last five seasons has been a lot of fun to see. And these guys picked it up really quick. You can tell it's what they've been doing since they've been seventh graders on up. So that was something I was proud of last week. You know, against Covington, we didn't mess around. You know, it was 42-0 at halftime. We executed really well in all three phases. And we talked about in the pregame, sometimes the hardest thing when you're an inexperienced team like we are is just to get the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get it rolling, momentum kind of takes over. And it gets easier, but we hadn't quite got the ball rolling yet. Thought we did that last week, and it was fun to see.
Will Holland, your feature running back on offense, takes on greater responsibility now moving forward.
Yes, yeah. So, number one, we're going to incorporate him more into the pass game, our quick screen game. We talked about doing more wide bunches and things like that, going empty and trying to get him the ball in the perimeter in the pass game. But then, number two, he's starting on defense. You know, he's going to be our starting field backer, which is a critical position in this defense. And I thought he has responded really, really well to that. You know, he had been playing that position, but in a backup role. So it wasn't new to him from a position standpoint. But being a two-way guy isn't easy, and I thought he really, really has taken that on well. He's in great shape. Got no concerns with him being able to hold up on that end.
Maxwell Maurer has got more flexibility up at the line of scrimmage, determining what option he's going to go to on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, a lot of our plays, I would say the majority of what we call have multiple options, and it's typically three options. You know, he's got a gift route that he can throw to the single receiver side. He's got a perimeter screen that he can throw to the multiple receiver side, or we tag a run play with it that he can take as well. So he's got a three-step process that he goes through, and he's shown a great grasp of that. You know, it's very similar to his brother. You know, this is type of stuff that we did with Caleb, and you got to take advantage of those guys when you have them. So with Maxwell, we're certainly doing that. He's done a great job with that as a first-year starter, putting a lot on his plate. And, you know, as a signal caller, making sure that we're in the best position possible. And he's made some really great pre-snap decisions.
Outstanding game by Carter Eilerman against Covington. Carter now pretty much offense only for him.
Yeah, offense only. He's been such a weapon for us in the pass game. He's been a great blocker in the run game, but in the pass game, he's got four touchdowns through three games. Similar to his brother, he's a big play threat, you know, probably faster than his brother, to be honest. And so he's got that ability that we need to make explosive plays. And that's going to be the key again against Columbus Academy. It's the key every week. It's the number one thing that I found as an indicator of who's going to win that truly is almost never wrong, and that is who's got the most explosive plays. Weeks 1 and 2, it wasn't us. Mm-hmm. We were 0-2. Last week, it was clearly us. Mm-hmm. We won last week. So Columbus Academy's got a lot of weapons. We feel like we do as well. I think that's going to be the absolute factor in the end is who finds a way to create the most explosive plays. And so that's been a focus that we've had all week.
Spencer Wells, our guest pregame before Fort Loramie Columbus Academy. Coach Wells, sixth year as the head man of football here at Fort Loramie. You mentioned Columbus Academy, which took the opening kickoff back all the way to the end zone against Newark Catholic last Friday night.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Coach Miller, Columbus Academy. A really fun opponent because it's always a really respectful matchup. It's always a very competitive matchup. And they look no different this year. You put the film on, like you said, the first play against Newark Catholic, they house it on a kickoff return. They've got a lot of dynamic weapons. They've got good size up front. You know, they play a lot of guys. They rotate a lot of guys, so they've got a lot of depth. That was one of the things that really stood out against Newark Catholic. They had a lot of defensive linemen rotating in and out, a lot of skill guys rotating in and out. And so that's something that is definitely an advantage when you have it. So, yeah, great coach. They're going to be prepared, and that's going to be, not to keep harping on it, but that's going to be the critical factor. You know, we have to find a way to limit their explosive plays because that's really been the difference for them in their first 3 weeks.
Columbus Academy is 3-0, and it's a Division V program, an opportunity for you to gain some significant computer points.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's huge. You know, I think, you know, any time that you take on a bigger division, you know, that's always in the cards, right? If we can find a way, we're going to get a big jump here with that. And so, yeah, you know, I think not that we're that focused on computer points right now, but I think the main thing is just finding a way to play our best football. We got the ball rolling last week, and I thought the majority of the game we played our best football. Can we do it consistently now? When you're inexperienced, that's kind of the next step, right? Are we going to be a flash in the pan, you know, from week to week, or are we going to be a consistent football team? Because when we become consistent, we can play with anybody, you know, including this week. So that's what it's got to be.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie looked for his club to probably throw it a little more than run the ball tonight. By contrast, this Columbus Academy team prefers to run it the majority of the time, and probably 75-80% of the offensive plays for Academy, if they're right in the ball game tied or ahead, will be attack on the ground with rushes from scrimmage. Robin Miller, 9-year head coach at Columbus Academy. His Vikings were 5-6 a year ago, won 4 of their last 5 to close the season in 2022. And he told me last week when I had a conversation with him about the fact that his 2022 team created a foundation on which this year's 2023 team is building.
Yeah, we're excited. Our seniors last year laid a great foundation for our current team. We had a slow start in 2022, but they bound together and finished the year so strong. And again, that foundation was important. The example they set in the weight room and the off season and in the on the practice field. So our current team learned a lot from them and continue to build on that kind of tradition, and hopefully we can just continue to keep passing that down, that work ethic.
A new conference title by name, but it's the same league foes pretty much as in the past.
Yeah, so a lot of familiarity. We're all super. We've been playing most of those teams for years, and a lot of existing longtime rivalries will just get to continue just under a new banner.
And a few of those clubs by school name are?
Whitehall, Bexley, Buckeye Valley, Reedy, a lot of the same teams.
Independent foe on the slate, Fort Loramie, for the third year. Hey, what a rivalry. You've played two really close games.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's been a great matchup for us, even though it's not super geographically close. It's a tremendous matchup of two, you know, well-coached teams. Coach Wells does such a good job, and his staff, they do a tremendous job with that group. They really highlight the skill set of their players, the body type of players they have. And, yeah, 2 years in a row, I mean, by, you know, one score games, could have gone either way, both of them. Came down to, you know, final seconds in each one, and it's exciting to continue this rivalry.
Hey, spotlight your offense for a moment, your schemes. Two returning quarterbacks, they both saw action against Fort Loramie last year.
Yeah, so Jack Yeoman was the starter last year. He got hurt during that game in the first half. Cole Spaulding came on and did a wonderful job for us. In tough duty coming off the bench, that's not easy. So we got a lot of faith in both those guys to lead our offense. We want to be pretty balanced as far as run pass. We certainly have some weapons. We can put the ball in different guys' hands, and we have a ton of faith in our offensive line. They're just tough guys leading the way up front, doing the most noble job on earth, you know, just protecting their friends.
Highlight the names of a few skill players that we'll be highlighting during play-by-play tonight.
Sure. In our backfield, Grayson Thomas, Mikey Jockis, Abe Ulbrich, they're all tremendous runners. We can throw it to them or hand it to them. Justin Alpert, he plays mainly in the slot at receiver. Massive weapon, very slippery and elusive. Tommy Jockis, a sure-handed tight end. Theo Falconine out wide. Gabe Davis Ray is emerging on the scene. He's only a sophomore and has been a huge weapon at receiver. Harmon Gouin's a tall target, jump ball rebounds in the end zone. And so it feels good as coaches to know we've got different ways to attack defenses.
And Ulbrich, the running back you mentioned, does all of your kicking chores.
He does it all. He's not your average kicker because he's a heck of a running back as well. We can throw it to him, you know, out of the backfield. We can split him out wide, and he still gets the job done punting and kicking.
Robin Miller, head coach at Columbus Academy, our guest before tonight's game between Academy and Fort Loramie. Defensively for you, it's a 4-2-5 look.
Yeah, everyone's doing basically the same thing. It's an even front, two high shell. But we want to get after the quarterback. We want to obviously stop the run, try to make a team play left-handed, take away whatever they do well, and then just rally to the ball, gang tackle, and try to force some takeaways.
Hard to tell. High school football games take on a different look by the time the second quarter rolls around. But the keys in this contest tonight, what emphasis are you placing on your club in preparation for Fort Loramie?
We've got to be good on first down so we have a chance of being, you know, good on second and third down and stay ahead of the chains. If we're in second and 12 and third and 10 every time, we're going to be in trouble. Defensively, we got to take away what they do well, and they've always been such a good passing team. They can run it, of course, but they've been such a good throwing team that we need to be mind our P's and Q's, have good pass rush lanes, and be aggressive when that ball's in the air.
And, of course, that three-syllable word, turnovers.
Yeah, well, we call them takeaways. They're not going to turn it over to us. We have to be aggressive in how we take the ball away. But if it's in our hands, we got a chance.
Robin Miller, head coach of Columbus Academy. Prior to coming here, he served as the defensive coordinator at Licking Valley High School. He and his wife, Caitlin, have two sons, Paige and Ace. And Robin is a graduate of both Denison and Ohio U. Great scene tonight here in Gahanna. It is like a small private college campus, Chuck.
It is. It's beautiful. And, I mean, a perfect night. It's amazing that everything is done with donations. They don't charge to get in. They don't pay for the athletic programs. It's all done by donations. Isn't that impressive in this day and age?
It sure is. Weather has cooperated. It is superb. Very, very little wind.
clearing skies overhead. We expect a pretty high-scoring game. Columbus Academy will want to run it more than Fort Loramie, which will probably prefer the forward pass more often than not tonight. Columbus Academy, as I noted earlier, is unbeaten number six in its region of Division Five. That is Region 19, which is led by Ironton and Harvest Prep, both unbeaten programs. We'll return with a look at starters when we come back. Kickoff is around the corner. Columbus Academy in Fort Loramie tonight, here from Gahanna on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Redskins tonight will receive the opening kickoff and be on offense first. Quarterback Maxwell Maurer, running back Will Holland. Tight ends Carter Eilerman and Ty Kemper. Wide receiver Speedy Cole Barhorst and Thomas Hoing along the line of scrimmage. Your tackles Braden Filling and Jason Siegel. Guards Lewis Hart and Ben Plyman. Center Roger Hoing. Star Spangled Banner is next. Then we'll have the kickoff. Columbus Academy booting to Fort Loramie in just a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, Fort Loramie and Columbus Academy, there are key building components. You heard Spencer Wells talk about explosive plays. They are key to the outcome of this game. Robin Miller, head man at Columbus Academy, noted the importance of gaining significant yards on first down and not being behind the chains. Key building components for these two teams this evening. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi. And the opening kickoff to start the game by Ulbrich is angled down the near side of the field, hits inside the 15, and winds its way out of bounds at the 6. And by rule, the Fort Loramie Redskins will start first down, 10 yards to go, out at the 35-yard line. Well, what a weapon it is in high school football, Chuck. We've talked about it before. If you can kick it off into the end zone, you force the opposition to start from the 20. They've got to earn one or two more first downs to advance it up the field across the 50.
The kid from Milton Union last night kicked off from the 20 after a personal foul, kicked it into the end zone.
Wow. Not much win last evening either. Here's the snap back to Maxwell Maurer. First play from scrimmage. Maurer dropped the football, picked it up, and look at him scoot. And he skitters up across the 45, stays on his feet, upended just short of the 50-yard line. Tackle made on the play by Mikey Jockus of Columbus Academy. We'll take a look at the Vikings defensive core in just a moment. Maroon jerseys, white numbers, silver pants, silver helmets for Academy. Fort Loramie in the road, white jerseys, black pants, red stripes, black headgear. Direct snap to Maxwell Maurer, 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He wiggles up to the line of scrimmage, a little crease for him, and he slides ahead to the 46 of Academy, to the 45. Yep, in contrast to what we talked about in the pregame, Chuck, a few more passes than runs for Fort Loramie tonight. Maxwell Maurer's called his own number here at the start.
Well, you do what's working until they stop it.
Second down, just a shade more than five to go from the Academy 45, which shows run blitz. It's Will Holland, outside right tackle. Puts his head down, digs hard, bolts to the 38. He is chested to the turf right there, but he garners 7. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 38-yard line of Academy. Last tackle made by Gabe Davis Ray, who came up from his defensive back post to apply the hit. But Fort Loramie has chewed up a couple of running first downs in the first 90 seconds of this game. First and 10 at the Academy.
38. Redskins moving from north to south. Very slight wind maybe at their back from the northeast. It's a run around the left side.
My goodness.
Academy pursues it well, and Maurer is popped at the 36-yard line.
Gabe Davis-Ray, and boy, he put him down right on the spot.
That was a strong hit by the defensive back for the Vikings, who nailed Maxwell Maurer at the 36-yard line after a minimal gain of 2, second down and 8. 9:56 to go, first quarter, no score, Fort Loramie driving. Redskins feature two receivers to the right. We'll see a bunch grouping of three oftentimes this evening. Oh, it's Holland. Holland blasting up the middle. Stays on his feet, keeps trudging. The legs are kicking to the 30, falling forward to about the 28 of Academy. Move the chains again. First and 10 for the Redskins. Last tackle made on the play by Falkenhayn, who came up from a secondary post to bring down the running back, Holland, who'd gotten into the secondary. Holland again, outside left tackle, stays on his feet. He won't go down. Stubborn run by Will Holland to the 22-yard line. He carved out about seven more. Second down and 3 for Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage marked for play at the 22 of Academy. 3 minutes gone. How about this concerted effort via the rush, Chuck, at the outset of this game?
You're going to have to give credit to the offensive line. They're doing a really nice job.
Sure are. Two receivers split wide right. Second down and closer to maybe 4 to go for a first down. Holland gets the nod again between right guard and tackle. Bangs inside the 20. Dropped at the 18-yard line right at the first down stake. In there on the hit was Witt, the defensive end for Academy. Ryan Witt dropped him not before Holland fell ahead for first down yardage at the 18-yard stripe.
They got 4 first downs now on this drive, all on the ground.
Fort Loramie motoring down the field. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. They spread it out. The back is Holland to the right. Oh, it's a quick hitch in the left flat. Holland flanked out there about 15 yards, snared it a step or two behind the line, and then he zipped down the sideline to the 15, the 10, might have stretched it out to the 9, very close to another first down. It is second and 1 for Fort Loramie. Redskins must get to the 8 for a first down. Ball marked for play, shy of the 9. 2 receivers left and right for Maxwell Maurer. He can keep it on the ground right here again. Run blitz. Stutter step by Maurer. Zigzags to the left around the end. He's inside the 5, and he lunges to about the 1 or 2 yard line.
Well, Doc Weichold had the touchdown down there, but I think he came up just a teeny bit short. He had his hands up.
Yeah. F. Sheldon Weichold signaling very close to a touchdown for Fort Loramie, which has goal to go at the Academy half-yard line. Oh, what a strong offensive attack on the ground by Fort Loramie displayed here in the game's first 4 minutes. Snap back to Maxwell Maurer. Handoff on the play to Holland. Holland submarines his way to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Offensive line did the job on that drive for sure. Braden Filling, Lewis Hart, center Roger Hoing, Ben Plyman, Jason Siegel. And the Redskins take it 65 yards in the first 4 minutes, 3 seconds of this game to lead 6-0. Fort Loramie's Aiden Boland to try the PAT. Ball will be snapped back and held at the 10. Kick by Boland is away, and it bangs off the right post. It is no good. Question was, would it rebound off the post and angle over the crossbar? It did not. It fell into the end zone.
Hit it too solid for it to kick sideways.
Yep, that was a challenge for Fort Loramie here 2 years ago, points after touchdown. 6-0, Redskins do take the opening drive and hammer it down the field to lead Academy 6-0. 7:57 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, Gabe Davis Ray is one of the two deep men for Columbus Academy. He took the opening boot back all the way for a touchdown last week against Newark Catholic, and he was prominent on defense with tackles in that opening drive by Fort Loramie. Kickoff by Boland, trickles down inside the 20, picked up by Academy at the 16. It's a good run back between the numbers and hash mark near side over the 40, 45, 47-yard line. Justin Alpert, who lines up in the slot on offense, was back with Davis Ray to return the kick. Alpert brought it up the near side. Good bring back of the kickoff by Fort Loramie, first and 10 Academy at the Vikings 45-yard line.
You can see he felt the pressure behind him, and he covered up right at the great moment. Heck of a run back.
Quarterback for Columbus Academy is Jack Yeoman, 6 feet tall, 170, a senior. In the offensive backfield, Mikey Jaucus, 6'1", 200, a senior. And Harmon Gouin, 6'5", 155, a junior. My mistake, he's a wide receiver. Gabe Davis Ray, running back for Columbus Academy. Sophomore, 5'11", 165-pounder. And he gets the call on the first play from scrimmage, and he wedges out about 6 over the 50 to the Fort Loramie 48.5-yard line. Second down, about 4 to go for Academy. 7:27 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie striking first, up 6-0. Good kickoff return by Academy, and then a run across the midfield stripe. Yeoman in the spread at the 46. Play action rolling right. Looking a bomb. Lofting it far down the right side of the field. Coming back to catch at the receiver. He's on the ground with it. No good. Incomplete for Alpert at the 16-yard line. He was mighty good against Fort Loramie last year at the Redskin Stadium. Ball a bit underthrown against a very slight wind.
Yeah, he was open. Hoeing did not know where the ball was, and that would have been a completion if it would have been about a yard farther.
Yep. Third down and 4 to go for a first down for Academy at the Fort Loramie 48. Last pass underthrown by a yard or two, forcing a possession play here for the quarterback, Yeoman. Two backs alongside. Two wideouts flanked right. Here is a fake inside handoff at Yeoman in the offensive backfield. He keeps. He rolls around the left end, tripped up at the 48, staggers to the 46. Fourth and 2 for Academy. And let's see what head coach Robin Miller does here.
They're going to go for it. He's talking to his quarterback.
Yep.
Don't blame him. They're on the Loramie side of the field. Got a yard to go, yard and a half.
Coach Andy Reid wishes he would have gone for fourth and a yard and a half late in the game last night. He didn't. Kicked a field goal, kept the Lions within 6, and Detroit got 7 to close it out and won it. We've got a motion call, pre-snap penalty on 4th and 2, and that may...
That'll change it.
Yep, that'll alter the choice from head coach Robin Miller.
Abe Albridge drops back, and yes, it is Albridge. The CH is pronounced.
He is at his 34 to take the long snap, so it's not 4th and 2. It's more like 4th and 7, and Academy will boot the football. It is a low kick bounding at the 28, and it sticks like a wedge and then reverses its field to the 34-35. It took a hop in favor of Fort Loramie, and the Redskins come out of that, Chuck, in very good condition.
Yeah, I mean, they have before the penalty, they only gained about 15 yards on the punt.
Fort Loramie leads 6-0, 6:12 to go here in the first quarter. Columbus Academy got a fine kickoff return. Set up shop within 10 yards of midfield. Pushed it across the 50. And then Fort Loramie, thanks to a 5-yard pre-snap penalty on Academy, does force a punt. It had been 4th-and-2, and Academy was going to go for it. Here's a quick pass in the left flat. It is caught by Holland 2 or 3 steps behind the line of scrimmage, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 35. Small advance of 2.
Yeah, they had Holland spread out to this side, Hoeing spread out to that side. And I like that situation, throwing the ball quick out to the flat.
Second down, 8 for Fort Loramie, which features Holland wide right, along with Carter Eilerman. Here's Maurer back to throw. Quick blooper into the right flat. Yes, it's caught by Holland. Uh-oh, got a hold in front of him. Holland scampers for 6 or 7 after the reception, but it's going to be wiped out.
Well, Knopf had the block out there, and he was fine until his hands moved out to the outside of the shoulder pads. That's going to get called every time.
And the official threw the yellow hanky immediately.
Yep. That's too bad, because there's going to be a first down.
New line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie will be back in the vicinity of the 25-yard line. That's where it's marked for play. Holding foul on Fort Loramie, which must get to the 43 for a first down. It's second down, 18 yards to go. Holland is in the backfield now alongside Maxwell Maurer. He's got one receiver flanked left, 2 to the right. Maurer at his 17-yard line to throw, looking, a late dish over the middle. It's juggled, bobbled, it eventually hits the turf. Nearly caught by Fort Loramie, then almost picked by Academy, which had the better shot at it, and it wound up on the turf incomplete.
Carter Eilerman turned into a defensive player that time, because without him knocking that ball away, it was picked off.
Exactly. Good heads-up maneuver by Carter. He saved a possession, change of possession, and the football would have belonged to Academy down around the 30-yard line. Third and a bunch, 18 to go for Fort Loramie. Maurer in the spread, has got time. It's a middle screen. It's caught at the 28-yard line, sipping right up the middle, across the 35-40. Another penalty marker. Holland on the sprint, nearly got all of the 18. And let's see if it comes back. I think so.
Ineligible downfield, which we saw 35 times last week in the Sydney-Xenia game. This has got to be a point of emphasis, because I've never seen it called this much.
I'd like to hear why there is such a point of emphasis. To me, it's all about intent. If that young man downfield a step or two too far is looking back to catch a pass, or is deceiving the defense in some way, or if he's 5 yards downfield too far, throw it.
In a middle screen like that, you get an advantage if your lineman's too far downfield. So I didn't see who was down there, but
and that's maybe just how it was applied. Yep. and interpreted.
It was a nice play. Two mistakes on this, or they'd be up around the 40-yard line of Academy.
It was a 16-yarder negated, 3rd-and-23 for Fort Loramie, backed up at the 20. Redskins elect to go conservative and run it with Holland, who weaves his way up across the 25, decked at the 26. Tackle made on the play by Sunil Santry, defensive tackle, got an arm around Holland, and now Spencer Knopf will punt from his own 13 or 14 yard line. Line of scrimmage, the 26, and you've got to boot the ball away from Gabe Davis Ray here for Academy, who's at his 42. He doesn't look exceptionally fast, but he is deceiving. He's got a burst. And he's got a limp leg, a good juke move. He is the lone man back. Let's see what Knopf does with it here. He sends it away from him, with the wind. It gets a hop at the 37. The ball bounds in the air down inside the 30-yard line. I'd say pretty well done by Spencer Huff.
Great punt.
That was what you call a directional kick by Knopf as he angled it to the 30-yard line. I'd like to tell you all about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, a new one in Rushi. You heard from Francis Manufacturing late in our basketball season. Outstanding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here comes Academy to the line of scrimmage with Yeoman at QB. Tight end is Tommy Jockus. It is Alpert in the slot. Man in motion across the formation for the quarterback, Yeoman, 6 yards behind the line. And it's a jet sweep to the left. Getting the corner turned is the ball carrier. Oh, fine. Open field wrap-up job done by Fort Loramie. And
Lewis,
I think
Hart.
That was Lewis Hart.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was textbook. It was a clinic.
That was going to be some yards if he hadn't gotten him. He got him right around the ankles.
Dynamite tackle by Hart to Fort Loramie. And that was Alper to try to get the corner turned and couldn't quite get it done. He was limited to a 3-yard advance. Second down and 7, 3:44 to go. First quarter, 6-0 Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 32 of Academy. Short drop by the quarterback, Yeoman. Oh, he hits Gabe Davis-Ray. 5 yards downfield. A little hook pattern. He snags it at the 37. Leans forward to the 40, over it for a first down. That is going to be a play that will be difficult to defend all night.
That's a safe play if you throw it quick like that. Hard to stop.
First and 10 Academy at the Vikings 42-yard line. Here is Yeoman at the helm, and he's got two backs staggered alongside. Two tights, slot to the right. Run formation, and the ball carrier bounces it wide. He's on the edge, periphery of the Fort Loramie defense, runs to the 50, stays on his feet. An open lane to the 45, the 40, finally collared at the 34-yard line. Good run by Mikey Jockus, 6'1", 200-pound senior. He did wise, Chuck, to take that ball to the sideline.
Well, I tell you, the left side of the Loramie defense collapsed in. He was wide open out there. He had 15 yards before anybody came close to him.
Very nice play that goes for just short of 20 yards for Columbus Academy, which is inside the Fort Loramie 35. Redskins bunching the linebackers inside, expecting run, and it is Academy exploding ahead for a burst of three. Second down and 7 upcoming. That was Jockus. That plus 20-yard run seconds ago by Columbus Academy was executed beautifully. Well done by the home team, which gained a first down. It was a wise play call, and that was the Wisebridge play of the first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And on third down and 7 yards to go for Academy from outside the Fort Loramie 30-yard line, the quarterback Yeoman goes for the home run ball, airs one out down near the goal line. It's much too far for the intended receiver, and it goes incomplete. That sets up a big third and 7. Yeoman has been sharp on the short throws, not so much on a couple of deep ones. Minute 43 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie leads 6-0. Academy threatening outside the Fort Loramie 30. Yeoman dropping. He's 10 yards behind the line, now 12 behind the line. Throws a screen behind the line of scrimmage. It is bobbled. Fort Loramie with a timely hit. It's broken up, incomplete.
Yeah, that was close to interference, but I think they deemed him behind the line of scrimmage, which means you can make contact.
Oh, no question. Yes, the intended receiver, Jaucus, was well behind the line. No chance for a flag there. It's going to be fourth down, 7 to go for Academy. Big time possession play here. Final 90 seconds of the first quarter. Fort Loramie on top, 6-0. Two receivers line up left. Yeoman looking left. Fires late, deep post, middle of the field. Too far for the receiver in the end zone. He made a dive for it, could not reel it in.
Boy, you just throw that and let him. He was so open that you just throw the ball up and let him come and catch it.
Exactly. That was Alpert. And the ball floated away from him. There is a slight breeze.
A little bit, but, I mean, the flag is straight down on the post.
We can feel it now.
Yeah, a little bit of one, but it's not enough to affect that pass like that.
Maybe not, but nonetheless, the ball seemed to float away from the receiver. That's the third one in a row. Yeoman has misfired deep, and Fort Loramie takes over on downs at the Redskins' 31-yard line, leading 6-0 with a minute 28 to go here in the first. Fort Loramie's last drive stalled out thanks to penalties. Handoff on the play to Will Holland, and he bucks for two from the 30 to the 32. Second down, 8 coming up for the Redskins. It was Columbus Academy which struck first against Fort Loramie last year. In fact, the Vikings put the first two TDs on the board before Fort Loramie answered late in the second quarter, en route to eventually winning 21-14. Fort Loramie beat Academy in Shelby County one season ago. Timeout called, 55 ticks to go in the first. 6-0 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We welcome you back here to Columbus Academy in Gahanna, east of Columbus. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Final minute, first quarter. Thought the Redskins picked up a yard or so on the previous run play. They did not. No gain. Second down, 10. Bauer sprint out to the right. Avoids a sack. Can he avoid another one? He runs to the sideline, gets upfield a step or two. He's yanked down in the Vikings bench at the 33 or 34-yard line. Giving chase on the play for Academy was a defensive end, Marcus Jackson. New line of scrimmage, the 33. Short advance, 3rd and 7.5 yards to go for a first down. Fort Loramie must punch it out to the 41 to get a first down. Final 13 ticks of the first quarter. Down under 10. Fort Loramie doesn't need to snap it, I don't think. There it is. First quarter closes out. Fort Loramie 6, Columbus Academy nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Well, we start quarter number two. Fort Loramie moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Third down, 8 to go situation for the Redskins as we commence play in the second period. Fort Loramie in the lead, 6-0. Two receivers flank left. Undoubtedly a pass play. Two linebackers drop off for Academy. Maurer's in the pocket. Fires late over the middle. Yes, Eilerman on the run. Hulls it in at the 44. Stays on his feet and bolts to the 50. Falls over it to the 48 or 49. It was Knopf on the catch. Boy, he bear hugged that ball right into his tummy. Maurer waited for Knopf to free up between safeties. Hit him with a bullet. First and 10.
Tell you what, Maxwell is throwing the ball better than he did the first two games that we saw.
Indeed, no question about it. Opening 15 seconds, second quarter of play. Redskins have it at the Academy 47. Here is a handoff in the offensive backfield. Play goes for one for Holland. I think the blocking back for the Redskins was stomping up and down with those feet and moved forward just a hair before the snap from center.
Good thing they didn't have the officials they had last night because they wouldn't have called it.
Does Academy opt for second and 10 because there was no gain or first and 15?
Looks like they're going first and 15.
Yeah. Tell you what, Chuck, if I am really high on my defense, I would have accepted the play and use up the down.
I like putting them back in their own territory, kind of a psychological thing.
Line of scrimmage, 48 of Fort Loramie. Opening 40 seconds, second quarter. Deep drop of Maurer. Looks, middle screen. Caught behind the line at the 46. Diagnosed well by Academy, which rallies to the ball at the 49. No gain on the play. Maybe a pickup of a couple of feet, and that's it.
Yeah, he hit Eilerman right in the middle, but, boy, the defense was right there.
That is a play that Logan Eilerman featured a few times successfully last year in that Fort Loramie comeback against Academy. Scoreboard says 2nd and 9 now to Justice. 2nd and 14 from the Redskins, 49. Man in motion out to the left is Holland. Maurer rolls this way. Oh, here come three or four maroon jerseys, and Maurer is bolted to the floor at the 43-yard line, sacked for a loss of several yards. That will bring up 3rd and a whole lot, in excess of 20 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the 43-yard line of Fort Loramie. 10:20 to go, second quarter. Redskins lead it by a score of 6-0. Knopf a split wide right. Holland and Eilerman near side for the quarterback Maurer, who stuffs the ball into the tummy of the ball carrier Holland, who ducks in for a yard or two. Safe play call from the 45. Redskins will boot it away. And the ever dangerous Gabe Ray Davis retreats back inside his own 30-yard line for Columbus Academy.
4th and 18 for Redskins.
I stand corrected. I think that's number 3, Carson James, a safety who's back deep for Academy. Let's see if Spencer Knopf can execute a directional punt here. He sidewinds this one to the right side of the field. Not well done. Good rush on Knopf by Academy, which forced a poor kick off the side of his toe to about the 38. And that's where Academy starts 1st and 10. Each team's had a couple of weak punts in this game. Knopf had a real good one early on. Boy, Academy was just about ready to get a hand on that pigskin, Chuck, before Knopf managed to get it away. 1st down, 10 yards to go for Academy at the Vikings 46, or I should say 36. 9:11 to go, second quarter. Low scoring tilt, 6-0. Here's a flat pass. It is caught by Alpert, Alpert behind the line at the 34. Dances down the near side. Skips to the 40. Tripped up at the 41 or 42. Tackle made on the play by the Redskins' Lewis Hart, who showed up well on defense so far. Second down and 5 for Academy. Two receivers flanked to the wide side, I should say. Two backs alongside Yeoman. Yeoman with a lengthy snap count. He gives the inside handoff on the play to the ball carrier, and breaking through is Jockus to the 50. He won't go down. Stays on his feet, 45, 44, 43-yard line.
Grayson Thomas, and that's a big young man right there.
You're right, Chuck. He is referred to by the public address announcer as Freight Train Grayson Thomas, 6'2", 210. And he kept pile driving his way over the 50. Would not go down. Defiant run. Took about four white shirts from Fort Loramie to collar him to the turf, eventually at the 44. 4 minutes gone, second quarter. Inside handoff, ball carrier breaks free, makes a man miss beyond the linebackers, inside the 35-30, toppled at the 28-yard line. Fine run on the play by Grayson Thomas for the Academy Vikings. Two plays, and they garner a grand total of about 35 yards, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you, with him, you got to have the courage to hit him in the legs, because if you hit him high, he's going to buy you.
Exactly.
Illegal substitution.
And we've got a penalty marker thrown.
They called the timeout.
Timeout called by Academy in the nick of time. 7:25 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 6, Columbus Academy nothing, but the home team is driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs, and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, the highly skilled workforce at Francis Manufacturing and Rushi is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per person, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing and Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Here's Academy running from scrimmage. It is Thomas again, bucks to the 26. He backpedals on first down for about 3. Second and 7 for Academy. Line of scrimmage marked for play, 26-yard line of the Redskins. 7:17 to go in quarter number 2. Fort Loramie clings to a 6-0 edge. Fort Loramie missed the PAT. Aiden Boland's kick hit the right upright square and ricocheted into the end zone. Here is Academy taking a long time leaving the huddle. Receivers flank left and right. Second down and 7. Over the ball at center is Santry. And it is Thomas in the offensive backfield, alongside Yeoman, the quarterback, who fakes and keeps. He runs around the right end, cuts it back at about the 23-yard line, and lunges forward to about the 18 or 19, scraped off 2 Fort Loramie tacklers, very close to a first down. If he didn't get it, he's just inches shy. Yep, it's a first down for Academy at the 18-yard line of Fort Loramie. Good play call right there by Academy.
It was. I mean, they faked the ball to the big kid, and he took it to the right, and a good cut, and a good job of the wide receiver there not to hold.
6:17 to go, second quarter, 6-0 Fort Loramie. First and 10 for Academy. It is Yeoman, a counterplay to Grayson Thomas. Look at him go. The horse stays on his feet, and he jaunts down to about the 11 or 12.
Brock McCumber held on for dear life on that one.
Yep, what a tackle by McCumber. He saved six. Line of scrimmage, the 13 of Fort Loramie. An advance of five on the play, second and five for the Redskins. Halfway gone, second quarter. 6-0 lead, Fort Loramie. Academy has two receivers short side of the field, no one flanked to the wide side. Now we got a shift as they go heavy to the right side of center. It's a toss sweep that way. Fort Loramie tries to defend it, and they flush the ball carrier out of bounds. Oh, a late hit against Fort Loramie at the 7-yard line. The run by Thomas was choked off after he picked up two or three. He ran out of real estate, and then Fort Loramie shouldered him while he was standing up.
That was a little ticky-tack right there.
It took place within about a half yard from the sideline. I think I'd have just admonished the player and say, hey, let's play on, but clean it up, guys. That's what I call a little over-officiating.
Well, I think Jockus is going to be okay after the hit.
It's a contact sport. Now if he decks him down around the knees, takes his legs out from under him, 3 yards off the field of play, that's something else. Goal to go, Academy at the five. Robust line with two tights, and a timeout is called by Fort Loramie. Goal to go for Academy, 6-0 Redskins, 5:22 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
As we return to action, goal to go from the five. Academy runs it. It is Jockus over right guard. Dragged down at about the 2.5. He got half of what he needed. Goal to go, Academy, which trails Fort Loramie 6-0, 5 minutes even to go here in the second quarter.
Well, this has been a big boy drive. I mean, the offensive line's done a nice job, and they're just running right between the tackles, and Loramie hadn't had a clue.
And Academy counting on its offensive line to get the job done. Marcus Jackson, Ryan Witt, the tackles, Nick Tiberi, and Craig Edson, the guards, and Sunil Santry at center. He's over the ball. Two backs alongside the QB, Yeoman, who takes the snap back at his eight. Toss sweep to the right. Oh, it's swarmed by Fort Loramie. Great penetration. Tackle back at the nine. Jockus is upended.
Damian Bruns, and boy, he was in the backfield and brought him down.
You talk about a defender smelling out of play. And it goes for about, what, a 5 or 6 yard loss, Chuck?
I think about four.
Let's see where the new line of scrimmage is set.
Eight, so that was a 5 yard loss.
Yep, 7.5 yard line. A setback of at least four, close to five on the play. 3:50 left to go. Second quarter, 6-0 Fort Loramie. Goal to go, Academy. Man in motion, Alpert to the left. Yeoman rolling that way. He's got Alpert wide open. Nobody followed him. He catches 2 yards deep in the end zone for an easy score. Great defensive stand by Fort Laramie on the previous play, and the Redskins missed Alpert, who is in motion. He floated to the left, and he was available. Nobody within 5 or 6 yards.
That was a very nice, very well-designed play. If he throws the ball to him, it's going to be a touchdown.
Extra point try by the running back, Ulbrich. This for the lead. We're tied at 6. Oh, it's a low snap, and the holder bobbles it. Picks it up, scampers around, way back at the 15. The kick is aborted, tackle is made, and the point after denied.
Well, that was Carter Gasson that got in there on him. Bad snap. Good job by the holder just to catch that one.
Exactly. 3:29 to go till halftime. Neither team makes the extra point. We're tied, a touchdown apiece. 6-all on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Ulbrich, who could not try the extra point seconds ago because of a poor snap on the ground for the holder, kicks off. And Fort Laramie with a zigzag return from the 8-yard line out to about the 25.
That was Holland. He tried to make a cut, and his feet slid out from under him.
Yep, Holland, Hoing, and Barhorst were back deep on the kickoff return. Holland skipped out to the 25 right on the nose. Ball on the far hash. 3:33 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 6. We knew this would be close, thought it would be higher scoring. Both teams have run the ball effectively. Fort Laramie to the line of scrimmage with Maurer back at his 20. And he jukes to the left, little jab step, runs it, comes back over center, and knifes ahead for a couple. Second down and 8. In there on the stop was Santry from his defensive tackle slot for Academy. Give Maurer a full 3 on the play. Second down and 7. Line of scrimmage, the 28-yard line. Receivers left and right. Twins to the short side of the field. Here's Maurer. Looks that way. Hits a receiver a step behind the line of scrimmage. Makes one man miss and hops ahead to the 30. That's all. It was figured out quickly by Academy. Small gain, short pass to Holland. Picked up a couple, 3rd and 5, 2:36 to go, second quarter. If Fort Laramie doesn't pick up the 5 here, Academy figures to get the ball near its own 40-yard line. Here comes pressure from Academy. Maurer back to throw, hits a receiver up over the 20-yard line. It's caught. Good run after catch. Or I should say up over the 30-yard line. And the run after catch produces a first down for the Redskins.
Maxwell 6 for 6 throwing the football tonight.
And I'm not sure if that was Holland who picked it off, Chuck, or not.
I was blocked.
Yeah, I couldn't view it either. Nonetheless, very deceptive move. After receiving the ball, that earned the first down. Here's Maurer in some hot water, scrambling out of trouble. He's going to go down, hauled from the rear at the 34. Sacked for a minus 3.
Ryan Witt, good job defensively.
Witt, the defensive end for Academy, wrapped up Maurer. A loss of 4 officially. Second down and 14, a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Keep in mind, Fort Laramie took the ball to start the game. Academy will receive to begin play in the third. Lengthy huddle for the Redskins, who are buying some time here. Fort Loramie would love to finish out the half with the football. Two receivers left. Maurer gives it straight ahead. Oh, it is slowed down, diagnosed, and stopped cold at the 35-yard line. Tommy Jockus, defensive end, thwarted the play. Third and 12 for Fort Loramie. Timeout called. 1:06 to go in the first half. We're tied at 6 at Academy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
A possession down for Fort Loramie on 3rd and 12 from the Redskins 35. Maxwell Maurer floats out to the right, thought about passing, tucked the ball away, ran it, got just beyond the line of scrimmage, and he was flattened at the 35-yard line. Timeout by Academy, which will get the ball back. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Loramie set to punt. We're tied at 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Davis Ray, that's his hyphenated last name. He is back deep to receive the punt, and Knopf sends it away from him toward the far sideline. Davis Ray catches in reverse at the 26, goes way back to the 15, circles up the near side, stays on his feet, stays in bounds. 35-40, got a block, might have gotten close to midfield. There is a marker down.
That's from back here, because I'm telling you, two young men from Academy had a chance to clip, and they held up. They did a great job.
That is discipline plus. Down to 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Personal foul called against Academy. Now, Chuck, did it happen during the play or after? If it happened during the play, the Redskins keep the ball.
Called a dead ball, so it's going to be Academy ball. It's going to be 15 yards from the end of the run.
So it happened after the punt had been received. So Academy takes over, first and 10 at its own 32-yard line. 45 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. We're tied at 6, Fort Loramie and Columbus Academy. Fort Loramie's extra point kick was missed. It hit the right upright. Academy botched its PAT as a result of a poor snap from center, and the holder wound up eating the ball back at the 15-16-yard line. Thus, we've got a 6-6 score. Columbus Academy will receive the second-half kickoff. Let's see what Academy can do here. No timeouts remaining for Academy. One left on the board for Fort Loramie. So Columbus Academy more than likely will shoot this ball through the air. Yeoman dropping back inside his 25. It is a flat pass on the play. It is caught by Jaukas. Look at him go. Near sideline, a block. He's got a seam. 40, 35. And he charges all the way down inside the 35. His cleat might have hit the 35-yard line on the boundary, and it did. And it's a first and 10.
Well, I'll tell you what, they call the other kid Freight Train. That looked like a freight train running down the sideline.
Well done on the play by Mikey Jaukas, 6'1", 200-pound senior. Here's Yeoman flopping a pass in the left flat. Receiver turns, waits on it. Grabs it at the 32. He's drilled immediately. Play goes for only four. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Academy out of timeouts. Clocks the ball. Thrown down. Spiked by the QB Yeoman. 18 seconds to go. Third down upcoming for Academy.
Nice job that time by Thomas Hoying to keep him from getting out of bounds, so they had to clock it instead of having a ball out of bounds, stopping the clock.
Yep, indeed. Boy, those tackles inbounds when the offense has no more timeouts left are big. Well done by Hoying. And now Academy just about has to throw. Can't risk a run. 18 ticks left. Third and 7. Line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 32-yard line. Here's the quarterback, Yeoman. The back alongside. Bunch receivers to the right. Yeoman looks this way. Now back to the left. It's an out pattern, and the receiver catches inbounds right on the 20-yard line and steps out. Alpert, the slot man, hauled it in and then took a step off the field of play.
Well, that was a great throw and a great route.
Down to 13 seconds to go. Academy has the ball at the 21 of Fort Loramie. 6-6 tie. Final 13 seconds of the opening half. Here comes Academy to the line of scrimmage. Keep an eye on Alpert. He is in the slot to the right. Trips near side for the quarterback, Yeoman. Sends a man in motion. It's Jaukas. Will he be a target in the flat? No. Yeoman looking in zone. Here comes pressure. Yeoman's going to have to run. Clock is winding down. Yeoman is decked from behind at about the 17. Clock went to 2, went to 1. That's it. It's all over. First half closes out. Good pressure by Fort Loramie on Yeoman. He had to eat the football. Should have thrown an incompletion out of bounds somewhere. Either side of the field didn't do it. And Fort Loramie halts the last second drive by Columbus Academy. And we are dead even at halftime, tied at 6 here at Columbus Academy in Gahanna on the east side of Columbus. Gorgeous night for high school football. It's a large, picturesque campus here at Columbus Academy. Remind you of a small private college. We've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Well, that's Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 6-6 at the half here at Columbus Academy. Redskins and the Vikings all nodded. It's a dead heat on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Frisch's two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Well, a big play by Fort Loramie late in that second quarter was the quarterback sack. I'm not sure who made the tackle, Chuck, but it was a good one. And it forced the quarterback for Academy Yeoman to wind up using the final seconds of the second quarter. He did not throw the ball out of bounds. He would have liked to have done that, didn't. Fort Loramie chased him down in the backfield. Final seconds ticked away, and Academy was denied points there at the end of that second quarter. Well done by Fort Loramie's defense. That was a wise play call. Rushed the passer, put on the heat. And that was the Wisebridge play of that second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
We are here at the half at Columbus Academy, tied at 6. Halftime stats brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass. Chuck?
Well, Loramie started out strong. They had a 65-yard drive to start the game, all on the ground, scored their 6 points then. They've only had 35 yards the rest of the first half. 18 rushes, 56 yards. He's 5 of 5 throwing the ball for 44 yards, 100 total yards, 6 first downs. Did not turn it in the first half. That was a good stat for Loramie. Academy, 13 rushes, 87 yards. He was 6 of 10 throwing it, but he hit his last 5. For 70 yards, they had 157 total yards, 8 first downs, no turnovers by either team. So 157 to 100 total yards and 6 to 6 at the half.
Yeah, halftime will be all about adjustments by both clubs trying to generate a little more offense. 6-6 at the half. Columbus Academy and Fort Loramie all tied up. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back at Columbus Academy in Gahanna. An interview with volleyball coach John Rogers at Fort Loramie upcoming in just a few minutes. We're reminding you that our halftime score is 6-6. Fort Loramie 6, Columbus Academy 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
This is Jack with Chuck at Columbus Academy. A few scores for you. End of the first quarter, Coldwater 7 and a nothing. Tip leads Piqua 13-0 in the first half.
Minster over Fort Recovery, 14-7 at the end of one. Second quarter score, Marion Local 28, Delphin St. John's nothing. Sydney up
35-0 is the last score I got at halftime.
Updated score, 35-0, Sydney over Fairborn. Head coach of volleyball at Fort Loramie is John Rogers in his 17th year. This team, this year's team is 8-1 now after beating Jackson Center and Fairlawn on Tuesday and Thursday this week. Last year's squad went 21-7, 11-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League, beating Rushi in the regional semifinal and then losing to eventual state champ New Bremen in the regional championship. Rogers, in a conversation this week, said he, the coaches and players continue to do what it takes to get even better.
Picking up where we left off and building and attempting to to keep moving them in a positive direction. We had a we kind of had a meeting of the minds after last season with the coaching staff. What do we need to do? How do we need to prepare? How do we make this team better? And we decided that if we kept doing the same thing all the time, we're going to get the same results. So we decided to think outside the box, and we really went on the road this preseason, and we were all over the place. We played tournaments in Toledo, tournaments in Indiana. We had scrimmages in Columbus, scrimmages in Canton, Ohio. We took the girls to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so we really got out and got them some exposure to different teams, better teams, great teams, a lot of Division I schools in preparation for getting them prepared for our tough schedule we have every year.
In terms of personnel, key players from last year's squad who have returned to help you immensely here in 2023.
Well, we only lost, you know, we had three seniors last year, but Katrina Burning was our starter for us last year.
Yes.
And just real simple, it's the same cast of characters. Yeah. It really is. Just working with them improvement-wise, Summer Hoying, Skylar Albers, Victoria Mesher, Katie Luthman, Jaden Rose, Jenna Barhorst, I don't want to forget anybody here. Ellen Frilling is filling in where Katrina left off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like our 10 that we are really seeing a lot of this year. And it's a learning curve for everybody. We're trying to do some things with them that that we haven't done in the past. And I think one of the things we discuss is we're trying to be the best version of us. We may not be able to do this, but we can do that. And so we're trying to be the best version of us as we move forward here.
I'm not sure what adjective best describes this team, but I know last year's club, with so many young ladies back, to me, extremely athletic a year ago, and I would say that about this year's team, too.
Yeah, I would think that's fair.
Yeah.
I would say that's a very fair statement. Athletic, off the charts.
Yes.
But one thing about volleyball, that's only going to get you so far.
Mm-hmm.
And we have goals a lot bigger than just, you know, regional level. And that takes more than athleticism, because when you get to the regional level, everybody's going to have the athleticism. Everybody's going to have, you know, everybody have worked hard. Everybody, that's a given when you get to that level against those teams. And so we're trying to do all the little things that will separate us from the other teams, that when push comes to shove, then we're ready to go to battle, and we know we're prepared and we're confident in what we're doing.
And those little things include offense and defense both. It's tough to practice for certain opponents, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, we have a great group of juniors and seniors right now, and well as a couple sophomores who are contributing mightily every day in practice to everything we do. So we talk about team. And, you know, what the product that you see on the floor, and the girls that you see on the floor, are the product of the other players that are kicking their butts every day in practice, making them work hard every single day. So, you know, we always don't want to go without mentioning those players as well. But, you know, we spend a ton of time in the weight room, you know, getting stronger, to build endurance, to make sure that they're ready to go for the grind that we'll be on.
John Rogers, 17-year head coach, volleyball, Fort Loramie, our guest at the half of Redskins football tonight, defensive specialist, libero, setter. I'm sure there are a lot of somewhat novice volleyball people tuning in. Highlight the roles of the various positions on the volleyball floor.
Well, anyone I would call an attacker is what people see in volleyball, right? The people that hit the ball hard and score and those sorts of things. But a lot goes goes on behind the scenes to get them the ball, and it starts with the passing, the ball control, putting the ball to the setter. And we have a good one in Jenna Barhorst, who does a tremendous job for us. And, you know, then she's got to make the decision where she's going to set, run the offense. You know, you have a few set plays, unlike other sports, but at the same time, it's an audible almost every single time.
Up front, who have been the key hitters for you? Who have you counted on most often for points?
Well, our outside hitters are strong. Summer Hoying and Avery Brandewey have done a real nice job out there this year. But my middle hitters are also, you know, we're running a really well-balanced offense right now.
There you go.
And in the middle, Victoria Mesher and Skylar Albers. And then our first-year varsity player on the right side, Ellen Frilling, is really starting to come into her own as of late and giving us some confidence there as well. You know, and so Jenna's got a lot of choices to where she's going to go with the ball.
Mm-hmm. Alongside several players on the roster, when you were talking before the interview, I noted DS, 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 mm-hmm. The role of the defensive specialist in high school volleyball.
Those are the girls that are getting dirty and sweaty in the backcourt. Those are the ones on the floor. Not that everybody doesn't get on the floor, but they know that's their role. They're the ones in the elbow pads and, you know, taking the shots from the other team, running balls down, diving into bleachers, that kind of stuff. That's, you know, everybody does that, but that is near the top of their list of things that they are responsible for. And putting the ball in Jenna's hands so she can run the offense.
Hey, you've got a steady diet of Midwest Athletic Conference foes coming up on the schedule yet.
Yeah, a lot of them on Saturdays, which I think all of us coaches, and I won't speak for other coaches, but I like to play them on Saturdays because Saturdays are championship days. You got to win on Saturdays in order to get where you want to go and accomplish your goals. So playing those big matches on Saturday gets you prepared for the tournament run down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Take a moment and highlight your coaching staff. I know you take a lot of pride in having young ladies who played for your club in the past come back and assist in coaching.
Yeah, you can start all the way down in junior high. You know, Bethany Weichel, Hillary Brandewey, they both played for me in my early years here, and they have kids of their own now, and they're ready to get back into coaching. So this is their second year running my junior high, and see a lot of real positives down there. My freshman coach is Rachel Smith. It was Rachel Meyer, who is doing a great job with a young group of girls on the freshman team. She played for me. Kaylee Barhorst, who was on our 2014 state title team, played for Toledo, and now is back coaching as well. And she's my JV coach, and she also, you know, does a lot of things with our weight room. Leslie, Leslie Holscher, it's Leslie Filippo now, who played before I got here, but just can't get away from volleyball. She comes in to just kind of clear her head and have fun with us, but she does a great job with middle hitters and rights. And then, of course, in Randy Schmidt, who's been with me for going on 12, 13 years now. You know, we can talk volleyball and stay up all night, and we have our kind of what we jokingly call our midnight thoughts, where we'll wake up and jot something down in the middle of the night, and then we'll talk about it the next day.
Sometimes in volleyball, John, looks like there's got to be a method of some kind of the madness. You call timeouts, and what strategy is employed during those breaks? What goes on during a volleyball timeout?
You never know what's going to happen. There's times I walk over to the huddle, and they're laughing uncontrollably, and there's times I walk over to the huddle, and it's just dead silent, and sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with what's going on in the volleyball. You always have a few things to talk to him about. Take a deep breath. Take a second. Gather your thoughts. It doesn't matter winning or losing. Gather your thoughts and then get back to doing what you know how to do that you've done millions of times in your own gym.
Words of 17-year Fort Loramie volleyball coach John Rogers. His wife is Paulina. They have a son, Mason, a daughter, Julianne. She, by the way, is in the fourth grade. Cannot wait to start playing volleyball. She is currently Coach Rogers' water girl, along with a couple of her friends.
Well, he's a great coach, but he's also a really, really good man.
Oh, you said it. You said it so well, Chuck. Thanks. Thank you. Halftime here at Academy.
Fort Loramie 6, Columbus Academy 6. Second half in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultzy said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And the Fort Loramie kickoff to start the second half is returned by Alpert. He fumbled it muffed it back at the 12. It rolled to the 7, went back and got it. And then he zipped up the field, came down the near sideline, broke a tackle or two, eluded a Redskin at the 25 and got back to the 32, Chuck, when it looked like Fort Loramie might have him boxed in inside the 20 or 15-yard line.
I'll tell you what, this is my favorite word for that. He was shifty on that run.
He was.
He moved his feet. They didn't pay attention to his belly button. That's what you got to watch, because that can't be faked.
And here we go. We start the third quarter tied at 6. Columbus Academy against Fort Loramie. Vikings have the ball, and look at this, Chuck. New formation, trips to the right, and the ball is run outside left tackle by Jockus. Boy, is he defiant. He won't go down at the 32, stays on his feet, and pounded across the 35 to 37.
Yep.
I said Jockus. It was actually Grayson Thomas, who had a strong first half. His legs just keep on kicking and kicking and kicking. You got to get him around the legs.
Well, that's the only way you're going to get him down. That's what Lehman didn't learn last night against Foose.
Waist high or above won't get it done. He garnered 5, second and 5, opening 50 seconds, third quarter, tied at 6. Yeoman, the quarterback, it's a misdirection right up the middle, and the ball carrier is cutting through Fort Loramie defenders at the 45, the 50, and he hammers his way over to the Fort Loramie 47. Good run by Grayson Thomas. Do you think that the message was delivered to him and the Academy players at the half?
Well,
Coach Robin Miller?
Yeah, I mean, why did they throw so many passes early? Just give this kid the ball and watch him run.
Exactly. First and 10. Thomas gets the nod again, and he bullies his way from the 47 to the 44. Dragged down right there by the interior defense of Fort Loramie. In there on the stop, Lewis Hart. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 44. First 90 seconds, second half. Fort Loramie 6, Columbus Academy 6.
Coldwater leads Anna 30 to nothing at the half.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right for the quarterback, Yeoman. Again, this is a look we didn't see first half. Trips to the far side. And the ball is stuffed into the tummy of the ball carrier in the offensive backfield. It is Grayson Thomas again. He's belted. The ball was shaken loose, rolled back to the 49. And luckily for Academy, an opportunistic lineman plopped on the football. Loss of 2. From the Fort Loramie 49, it's 3rd and 12.
I did a good job of stripping him that time, and I think the quarterback's one who fell on the football. He's the one who saved the play.
Up the running back, Grayson Thomas, a marked man right now. He's been the go-to guy. Started the third quarter for Academy, which confronts a 3rd and 12 from the Fort Loramie 49. And Grayson Thomas is in motion. No, it's Jockus in motion out in the right flat. He catches the swing pass. Oh, it's stopped well by Fort Loramie behind the line. Jockus hauled it in, and Fort Loramie subdued it right now. Brock McCumber was all over it. So the last two plays, Academy retreats, and they've got to punt. Line of scrimmage, the 46. Fourth down and 18 to go for a first down. And here's Ulbrich to kick it. It is wobbly end over end. He's got fairly decent overspin. Hits at the 32 of Fort Loramie and rolls to a stop at the Redskins 23. Well, Fort Loramie's got to dig out of a hole and generate some offense, Chuck. Not many yards since that game-opening possession.
No, they had 65, and they ended up with 35 the rest of the first half, so they need to find something.
Well, Academy had the football 3.5 minutes right there to start the third quarter. Did flip field position.
Well, Thomas, they couldn't stop him, and then they went away from it. Started throwing the ball around.
Exactly. Now, Fort Loramie's defense has been pretty stout most of the night. Here's a counter back to the near side to Will Holland. Oh, he's got an avenue. He cracks it to the outside. Holland is motoring 35-40, stays on his feet, blitzing his way to the 50-yard line. What a run by Holland of 28 yards. Chuck, do you think that warrants a Wisebridge play call?
I think we should go to it.
28 yards by Holland. Well done by him. What a wise play call that was. That was the Wisebridge play of the third quarter. We'll get back to it in a moment. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from the 50. Maxwell Maurer calls his own number. Wriggles to the 48. He picked up two. Make your next play call with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Second down, 8 for Fort Loramie. And Holland, 11, lugs the football, toting it for 2. Sitting on him on the play is Yakum, outside linebacker for Columbus Academy.
Now the offensive line got no movement that time, and Holland just got hit in the hole. He had no place to go.
You're right. Offensive line needs movement here. Third down and 7. Holland was not given the 46. Ball marked for play at the 47. Redskins must get to the Academy 40 for a first down. 5 minutes gone, third quarter, tied at 6. Maurer fakes the inside handoff. Oh, and it's a screen to Holland, and it's in the hands of the receiver and out.
I'll tell you what, that was Thomas Hoeing, and he catches that. It's a first down and maybe more.
You're right, Chuck. It was not 11. It was Thomas Hoeing, and he saw wide open real estate in front and didn't clutch the football.
Yep.
He was going to angle toward the middle of the field and pick up 15 or 20 yards.
Well, we watched the Chiefs last night, and they got guys making millions of dollars that couldn't catch the ball. So, you know, it's tough to blame a kid.
Yeah, Chiefs muffed about 7 or 8 of them right in their hands. Uh-oh, here's a high snap from center of the punt. Knopf goes back inside the 25, falls on it, and Academy's in business. First and 10 Academy at the 23 of Fort Loramie. I tell you what, even high school football games, Chuck, in the end get decided by mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Miscues that oftentimes are unforced.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened to Lehman last night. They really had trouble handling the snaps. They everything was high. But that one wasn't even close. Eilerman from last year wouldn't have been able to get to that one.
Nope. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 23. Redskins had moved it to the 50. Were slowed down, forced to punt. Snap from center was 10 to 12 feet tall. Knopf had no chance. Here is the fake inside handoff, and Yeoman wants to throw. No one home. Downfield 7 yards, and he dispatches that one off the field of play. Fort Loramie was all over the running back, and then Alpert didn't communicate well with his QB. Incompletion, first down.
I'm not sure that wasn't grounding. There was nobody out there, and he was still in the pocket.
I would agree with you.
Man, you got Thomas out there. Why are you? Just give him the ball. They haven't stopped him yet.
He is a Hulk. That is for sure. Large, fast running back. And that may be Thomas again, bouncing it to the right side through the tackle hole. He's got an avenue, charging across the numbers, down inside the 15, close to the 10-yard line. Grayson Thomas has the first down. Coach Robin Miller of Academy took the cue right there from Chuck McBee.
I think the kid would get about 40 carries for me if I was coaching him.
6:26 to go, third quarter. Thanks to the high snap from center and punt formation by Fort Loramie, Academy is knocking on the door. First and 10 at the Fort Loramie 11. Late handoff, offensive backfield. Ball carrier dragged down at the 10. Might have slipped ahead to the 9. Good defense up front by Fort Loramie. Well done in the middle by Gabe Hart. Or I should say Lewis Hart, Damian Bruns, Roger Hoeing on the stop. Timeout called on the field. 5:55 to go in the third. Still tied at six, but Columbus Academy is threatening. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Shaken up, Columbus Academy player helped off to the near side. We are set to return to action. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Columbus Academy in Gahanna. Picturesque campus, beautiful night. Good football game, tied at six. Midway through the third, it is second down and nine for Columbus Academy at the Fort Loramie 10. This field position, the result of a poor snap from center by Fort Loramie in punt formation a few plays ago. Here's a fade pattern, far right corner of the end zone. The quarterback, Yeoman, hits Alpert 9 yards deep. Touchdown, Columbus Academy. 12-6 in favor of the Vikings. That was the best pass of the night by the quarterback, Yeoman.
Well, yeah, well thrown. Got it up in the air, and only his guy was going to get it. Wasn't badly defended. Great pass, great catch.
Yep, sure was.
I didn't see the number. Who made the catch?
I said it was Alpert. That's who I thought it was, number two. 6-6 tie. Let's see what Academy elects to do here for the point after. They attempted to kick the first one, and a poor snap aborted that boot. Thus, we've got a 6-6 tie, or did have a 6-6 tie. Now it's 12-6, and Academy's going for two. Yeoman, the quarterback, is at the nine. They spread the field, three receivers to the right. Yeoman rolling right. He throws it back near side of the field. Wide open man in the end zone. Yes, it's caught. Beautifully designed. You can bet that is a play that Columbus Academy has conserved for this kind of situation. Tommy Jacques was a receiver flanked right. He went all the way across the back edge of the end zone, eluded Fort Loramie defenders, and the Redskins are now down 8. 14-6 Academy, 5:39 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating more than 50 years in business, Barker Insurance, has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Ensuing kickoff by Columbus Academy after the Vikings touchdown goes out of bounds at about the 1.5 yard line. Redskins get a reprieve, first and 10 at their own 35, now trailing for the first time in this game. 8-point advantage for Academy. And Chuck, the field position for Academy that resulted from the poor snap from center by Fort Loramie on the punt was taken advantage of. Give Academy credit. They punched it in.
Loramie gave them 8 points. You can't give points away in this game.
Nope. Not when two teams are pretty evenly matched and it's a low-scoring contest like this one. More than halfway through the third quarter, 14-6 Columbus Academy. Snap back to Maxwell Maurer. Oh, it's a toss sweep to the left to Holland. That play is smelled out by Columbus Academy, which comes crashing across the line of scrimmage. And having his feet cut out from under him is Holland back at the 31. Loss of 4 on the play. Well done by defensive standout Falkenhayn for Columbus Academy. Came up from his corner spot and knifed down the runner Holland. So the jet sweep to the left results in -5. Maurer throwing down the far left side of the field on 2nd and 15. It's caught. Brilliant throw. Running catch at the 35. Look at him go. And the receiver is being pursued at the 25. The 20 tripped up out of bounds in the vicinity of the 15-yard line. Most beautiful strike we've seen all year.
Beautiful.
From the arm of Maxwell Maurer.
Cole Barhorst, and boy, he caught it in stride and just he was flying down the sideline.
He is, I think, the speediest on this Redskins squad. He got free. It was a fly pattern left side of the field, and away he went. Maurer stepped up in the pocket and threw him a bullet. It's at the 11, first and 10. A screen to the right to Holland. Holland at the 16. He's got a lane down the near side. Gets a block. He is in for the touchdown. Will Holland snared the pass behind the line. Got some interference at about the 12-yard line. And then he angled into the end zone untouched. How quickly the complexion of the game can change. My goodness, Chuck, Fort Loramie goes 65 yards in what, three plays?
Yeah, three plays. I mean, that just the one great throw down the sideline, just a miscommunication defensively. I think they thought they were going to have a safety over the top. There was nobody there.
Right. And on the last play, Columbus Academy simply forgot about Will Holland, who moseyed out in the flat and caught the flare pass. Redskins have to go for two, down 14-12. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Maurer in the offensive backfield. Oh, the ball is dropped. It's on the turf. Tackle made by Columbus Academy. Ball was on the ground. 2-point try, but Fort Loramie goes for naught. 4:40 left in the third quarter. Columbus Academy 14, Fort Loramie 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street legal carts and maintenance carts for your business, reconditioned inside and out like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Redskins kick off, to Academy with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. The boot down to the 25-yard line. Return right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks to the 42. Columbus Academy continues to get good field position on kickoff returns. Loramie's tried a little bit of everything. That was a pop-up down the middle. Redskins have kicked to the corners. They knocked it on the ground once. But Academy, highly skilled at returning punts and kickoffs, has it at the 42, leading 14-12. You do the math, Chuck. 7 points from Academy on this drive would mean Fort Loramie would be down but two scores.
Yep.
After the missed two-point conversion seconds ago, following the Redskins' second TD of the night. The quarterback, Yeoman, gives it around the right side to Jaukas. Jaukas cracks across the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, lowers the boom at the 47. He ripped off five. Second down and five, Mikey Jaukas, senior 200-pounder, 6'1". Academy can get a first down at the Fort Loramie 48. Each team has its full complement of three timeouts remaining. We're in the latter third of the third quarter right now, 14-12. Academy on top. Yeoman, the quarterback, a good 7 yards behind his center. He's at the 41-yard line. Snap back to him. Run up the middle. Oh, open seam. Ball carrier barrels through. Look at him go. 40, 35, 30. Fort Loramie chugging after him. Down around the 25-yard line. Jaukas again. Boy, the message at halftime from Robin Miller, head coach of Columbus Academy, was, boys, let's keep it on the ground and pound it.
Well, they keep doing that, and then they change it up and do something silly when they can't stop either one of those running backs.
Did score a touchdown in this quarter on a great fade pattern, right corner of the end zone, then got a two-point conversion to follow that up. Fort Loramie countered with a quick 6 points, going 65 yards in three plays. And we've got a pre-snap foul before this play from Columbus Academy. First and 10 at the Loramie 24-yard line.
They administered the illegal substitution wrong in the first half. They were getting ready to do it again, and I think Coach Wells was letting them know about it.
I think you're right. Yep. Fort Loramie, as a result, has been penalized.
You can't break the huddle with 12 people. You can't call a timeout. You can't say, hey, come on over here. You can't break it. It's deception.
Apparently unsportsmanlike conduct from the Fort Loramie bench.
Yeah.
It's goal to go from the 9, a 15-yard penalty from the 24 to the 9. Oh, Fort Loramie's Bruns nearly had an interception at the 6-yard line. It was a quick slant thrown by Yeoman. Bruns leaped in the air, got his paws on it, could not contain it. 3:08 to go, third quarter. Clock stops. The line of scrimmage just inside the 12 of Fort Loramie.
If I'm Loramie, I'm happy they're throwing the ball.
I'd agree. Redskins cannot afford to give up seven. A field goal, yes, but not seven. Snap to Yeoman. Fakes the inside handoff. Here's a sweep around the left end. Ball carrier, Alpert cuts it back. Look at him go. 5-yard line, goal line, touchdown. Beautiful fake on the inside. And then the sweep by Alford from the slot. He came in motion. And now Academy will try to kick the point and stretch the lead to 9. It's 20-12. Ulbrich to boot it. This is big. The first kick was never tried by Academy. Bad snap. The PAT was aborted. This time the Lions are down. It is a pretty good snap. The kick is away by Ulbridge, and he hits it dead center in the middle. 21-12 Academy. 3:05 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
And the kickoff return by Fort Loramie from the 10 results in a tackle at the 25. Beautifully done by Columbus Academy to nab Cole Barhorst,
who tried Yakum. Heck of a tackle.
Yep, Yakum on the hit. Barhorst tried to zip up the near hash. He got some interference at about the 20-yard line and then was nailed by Yakum. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Down by two scores now, 9 points. 25-yard line for the Redskins. 2:59 remaining here in quarter number three. Redskins don't really care how long it takes to get points on this drive, but they need to answer. Here is the snap back to Maurer. Here's a look in over the middle. It is caught on the dead run. Is that Barhorst? Is it Eilerman?
Eilerman.
It's a great catch by him on the dead run at the 42. He breaks a tackle at the 35. He is caught from behind at the 32-yard line. Redskins answer right now, Chuck. That play goes for, do the math, 25 and 13, 38 yards.
Yep.
Woo.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
Yep.
And good job by Maurer. He was in trouble.
That was a hasty slant pattern run by Adlerman. Maurer stepped up and fired it right on the numbers. Maurer to throw again from the 46. Hits Holland in the right flat. He's bear hugged at the 26-yard line. He gained about six on the play. Correction, it was Barhorst on the receiving end. Met solidly out there in the flat.
Gain of six, second and four.
Tackle made by May, cornerback for Academy, setting up a second down and four for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage at the 26-yard line. Fort Loramie's had the knack of striking back fast here in this half, countering Academy scores with quick drives by the Redskins themselves. Two receivers far left. Second and four, short advance up the middle, and not buffaloed one bit by the running play is the interior of the Academy defense. Tackle made by Witt and Yakum. It is third and four. Absolutely nothing gained on that play. From the 26, third down for the Redskins with a minute 26 to go in the third, 21-12 in favor of Academy.
I'm impressed that Thomas is such a good running back and a defensive tackle. Don't see that a lot.
No. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Receivers flanked 5 yards left, 5 yards right. Maurer rolling left. Can he get outside contain? Oh, he's being hemmed in. Pursuit from the backside. Trips him up at the 30. Maurer is nailed from the rear. Lost two or three. And all of a sudden, Fort Loramie is gone from second and four to fourth and eight. Line of scrimmage, the Academy 30-yard line. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Two receivers to the right for Maurer. Barhorst and Eilerman come to the near side. Holland blocking for Maurer is in the pocket. Has an open receiver. Missed him high at the 13-yard line. He was available in front of the defender. Cole Barhorst was there. The pitch was up above. He couldn't catch it. What do we have? A marker down?
No. Sideline warning.
Yep.
Sideline warning.
That's not a penalty. Just nope. An admonishment of Columbus Academy, which takes over the football. First and 10 on their own 30.
It's what you hope you get if you get caught going 82 and a 70. A warning.
Yeah, maybe 79 and a 70. 82.
They should give you that. 82, you're right in trouble.
82. If the weather's inclement and there's a cloud overhead, no, you're not going to get a break. Final 20 seconds, third quarter. 21 to 12 Academy, Fort Loramie. Got all the way down to about the 24, 25 yard line and went backwards. And turned it over on downs. Counter back to the near side. And the ball carrier for Academy charges up ahead to the 34. Is going to be second down and 6. And that's the last play of the third quarter. Columbus Academy 21, Fort Loramie 12 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
We start the fourth quarter here at Columbus Academy. Last play of the third quarter netted just 3 for Academy, which sweeps to the left around the corner. It is the running back. It is Gabe Davis Ray, who got to the edge, slithered up the sideline in front of the Fort Loramie bench for a couple or 3 yards, holding called on Academy, which has not been penalized very often in this game.
Might be the first one.
I think so. That's what I recollect.
Well, we heard today that Delphi St. John's chose to stay in the MAC, and their reward is a 42-0 third quarter drubbing by Marion Local.
There you go.
They might want to revote after the game.
7 seconds into the fourth. Offensive hold on Academy. Second down and about 17 or 18 to go for a first down from the Academy 23. Fort Loramie needs to stop here. Defense must get a 3-and-out, get off the field. Offense needs 2 scores. The quarterback, Yeoman, is dropping back to his own 14. Looks middle of the field. Deep, long fly pattern.
Wow.
Oh, what a spectacular interception by Fort Loramie. Oh, my. That was Maxwell Maurer,
yeah,
I think.
It was Maurer.
He landed on his shoulder at the 37-yard line. He made a Willie Mays-like play in deep center field, over the shoulder running catch. He was playing that free safety spot beautifully, and down he went, being helped up now by an Academy player. With 11:27 to go here in the fourth, timeout called. Redskins possession on their own 37, 21-12 Academy on score. InfoWarsBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Maxwell Maurer for Fort Loramie, who just turned in a fantastic interception at the 41-yard line, has left the field, possibly for a very short term. Could have been a cramp, maybe a bruise to the thigh or lower limb, but he's on the sideline at the moment. Gabe Hart is at quarterback, retreats to throw at his 32, hustles out of trouble, being chased and hauled down from behind at the 36 or 7. He lost 5. Hart in there on that play for the Redskins at QB. Couldn't find an open receiver. Tucked the ball away and was blocked to the turf, a negative 3, 2nd and 13.
Well, they had 65 yards on the ground in the first drive to score the touchdown. They now have 45 yards for the game. That's how much they've lost since that first drive.
That right there, a minus 3 officially. Here's Hart back to throw. It's a middle screen. He misfires his man at the 39, wide of Holland, close to being an interception.
Yeah, if he hits Holland, I'll tell you, I think Holland at least gets the first down.
Yes. Yeah, he was going to get a dozen yards or so close to the first down sticks. Nonetheless, it's 3rd and 13 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 38. A minute 15 gone by here in the fourth. 21-12. Columbus Academy in the lead. We've got 7 men on the defensive front for Academy. Here's Hart dropping at the 28. Here comes pressure. Late throw over the middle. Easily picked off by Academy at the 45-yard line. And run to the Loramie 45. That was a tardy throw over the middle, intercepted on the play by Columbus Academy. It was Joey Gerwin, a junior defensive back, had that ball thrown right in his lap, and Columbus Academy takes over. 2 interceptions here in the last 90 seconds of play, one thrown by Academy, one by Fort Loramie, and now Academy up 21-12. Is in position to maybe salt this game away with more points.
Well, Maurer's back, and that's what you call a self-defense interception. Hit him right now. Would have hit him in the face if he hadn't caught it.
Here's the inside handoff on the play to the man who's done a lot of the ball carrying for this Academy team since the early part of the second quarter. Thomas, he banged for 2. Fort Loramie's done a better job on him on the last several carries as the Redskins are giving up ground grudgingly. Thomas is a horse. He galloped for big yards during about a quarter and a half of this game. 2nd down 8 for Academy. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 42. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Inside handoff, Fort Loramie standing tall at the 40. The ball carrier, Thomas, again turned around at the 40 or 41. Sets up a 3rd and 6 for Academy. 9.5 to go in the game. 21-12. Columbus Academy in the lead. Good sight to see Maxwell Maurer back on the field after a sensational interception a couple minutes ago. It was a brilliant play. We'll highlight that in a moment. as our Wisebridge play of this quarter. Here comes Academy to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers flank right. Third and six. Big down. We're at the 40 of Fort Loramie. Short drop of Yeoman. His pass in the right flat tipped. Ooh, boy, the Fort Loramie linebacker almost got to the tipped ball. Wow, that was close. Almost Johnny on the spot for the interception was Brock McCumber. And, Chuck, he would have been long gone.
Well, they might have caught him from behind, but he would have been down the field, certainly.
Fourth and six, and Academy will punt. So Fort Loramie throws the interception but dodges a bullet. Defense gives up only 4 yards. And here's the punt by Academy. It is angled down inside the 10-yard line. Maxwell Maurer makes a brazen move. The ball in the air is about ready to go out of bounds. He makes a fair catch inside the 10.
Well, he's the quarterback, and he didn't want to have to take it from the 4, so that's why he caught it.
8:49 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie trailing 21-12. And now the Redskins have got to be careful. Offensive line needs a thrust here in order to grind out some real estate and get the Redskins out of the shadow of their own uprights. Line of scrimmage marked for play right at the 10. First and 10, Maurer back at the helm. He fakes the out pass, then throws late over the middle behind his receiver at the 25.
Not a good choice.
Speaking of Maurer, how about that interception? It was done in spectacular fashion. Well done by Maxwell Maurer, who got the ball back for Fort Loramie. It was a wise play by him, and that was the Wisebridge play of this quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Maxwell Maurer on third down shoots a slant pattern middle of the field to Will Holland. He snares on the dead run and picks up a first down for Fort Loramie right at the 20-yard line. Redskins needed to reach the 20. That's what they got. 8:12 to go in the fourth. 21-12 in favor of Academy. Deep drop by Maurer. Here's a late throw, right sideline. Deflected, nearly intercepted by Academy up at the 30.
Yeah, Carson James, and I tell you, that was going to be a completion. He did a great job of going up and knocking that down.
Yep, Carson James got on his trampoline, leaped off the field of play, and got a paw on that football, saved the completion, and a first down. Would have been good up to the 35 or so. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone here in the fourth. 21-12 Academy. Maurer's back at his 10.
Nice.
Another tip ball middle of the field by Academy.
Uh-oh.
And an offensive lineman for Fort Loramie is shaken up. 7:57 to go in the fourth. Timeout on the field. 21-12 Academy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader
leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, when we return to action, Redskins will have a third and 10. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Laramie 21, and the Redskins are down by two scores, 9 points, 21-12. Redskins have got to get a first down here, or the better part of 10 yards, to try and sustain the drive on fourth down. Maurer brings his team up, two receivers flank wide left, one Eilerman, one Barhorst. Snap to Maurer, back at his 14, throws it up the right sideline. It's caught in the flat. Receiver steps out of bounds. That's Holland. He got a chunk of the 10. It's going to be fourth and about 3.5 to go for a first down. And if you're Fort Laramie down two scores, you go for it. Down one score, maybe not, but behind by two, you have to get a first down here and sustain the drive.
Yeah, the punt does you no good at this point.
Two receivers wide left. Fort Laramie must get to the 32 for a first down. Maurer has an open receiver near hash mark. It is caught at the 31-yard line, almost deflected by Columbus Academy. And it's snared out here in the flat by Carter Eilerman. He caught it backpedaling at the 31-yard line, was finally dragged down at the 36. That thrown ball was nearly batted away by Academy.
There were two kids there that I truly thought were going to knock the pass down, but it got through.
So Fort Laramie converts on fourth and almost four. Maurer in the pocket, back at his 26, throws a wobbly one late, open receiver, ball arrives late, deflected, it is incomplete at the 38-yard line.
That one just hung up on him too much.
Eilerman again, and you're right, Chuck, if that ball is out in front of him a step, he's got it. If he breaks a tackle, he's gone. Shaken up player for Academy with 7:17 left in this game. Timeout called. 21-12, Academy over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
7 minutes, 17 seconds to go in this game. Fort Laramie with a second and 10 at their own 36. Maxwell Maurer retreats to throw. Late delivery in the right flat under duress, intended for Barhorst, is a step behind him. No good.
He had him, just didn't have a chance to get his feet set before he threw it.
Right. Good pressure eventually applied by Academy's up front four. So it's third and 10 for Fort Laramie from the Redskins 36. 7:11 to go in the fourth. 21-12. Academy in the lead. Fort Laramie down 9. Two receivers left, two wide to the right. Maurer chased way back at the 20, and he throws it away middle of the field. No one available. A maroon jersey nearby, no white shirt. He was not out of the pocket. This might be a delayed grounding call. We thought Academy committed one earlier in this game, and it wasn't flagged. And there is a belated flag grounding against Fort Loramie. And it was. 7:04 to go here in the fourth. So Fort Loramie will be penalized.
Loss of down?
Yes. Redskins will have to kick it facing fourth and a good 25 to go. Yeah, Academy, we thought, committed one in the first half. It wasn't quite as obvious as that one. That one was not called earlier in this game.
I thought the one in the first half was, but it wasn't near as obvious as that, like you said.
It was not. And that one that Fort Loramie just committed was called, rightly so. Academy back to receive the punt at the 40-yard line. Knopf will take the long snap at his 10. Fort Loramie needs a fumbled punt right here to change their fortune, trailing by 9, just over 7 to play in the fourth. Knopf at his 10 to take the long snap on fourth down and 22 yards to go for a first down. Knopf's got the low hike from center, drills it, wobbly, end over end, deep man for Academy, snares it on the run at the 43, wrestled down at the 48. It was Alpert, the slot man in the offensive formation, who returns kicks. He was dropped shy of the 50, might be a bit shaken up. 6:54 to go. Fort Loramie down 9. Hey, take advantage of major price cuts at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Price cuts on DeWalt power tools, for example, plus free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware, where we make buying hardware easy. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna at Minster, kickoff 7 o'clock, airtime 6:25 next Friday night. Chuck, a quick peek at some scores.
Well, I got a final for Sydney, 56-6. So they thumped Minster, leading 41-14 in the fourth, and Versailles leading 34-7 in the fourth. So those haven't changed that much since we read them last time.
Coldwater over Anna, 37-0
yep,
in the fourth.
Anna just has to stay healthy, and then they got Minster next week.
Possession for Academy at the Vikings 48. Snap back to Yeoman. Guess what? Academy's going to run it. It's Jaucus over right tackle. He plows for 1 to maybe the 49 forward progress. And a timeout is going to be called, I think, here by Fort Loramie. With 6:44 to go in the game, that's the first of 3 timeouts for the Redskins here in this half. 21-12, Columbus Academy in the lead over the Fort Loramie Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And the 2nd-and-10 play for Academy is worked over right guard for a yard or two. It is Jockus right at the 50. Third and 8 upcoming. Fort Loramie utilizes timeout number 2. Under 6 to go in the game. Fort Loramie down 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
And after the break of the action, Jockus on the end, sweep to the left, cuts it back against the grain, over the 50, 45, 40, spilled, and it's a first down for Columbus Academy as we near the six-minute mark here in the fourth. Fort Loramie trailing by 9. First and 10, Vikings. Line of scrimmage right at the 40. How many rushing yards for Academy tonight, Chuck? Is it over 300?
14, 15, 19, 200, or 100 and 196.
Not quite to 2 yet. Boy, it seems like way more than that. Academy line of scrimmage, 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. Yeoman, the QB. Jockus again, the workhorse. Over left guard, stood up. And the Redskins rally to the ball and knock him off his pins at the 38-yard line. Redskins use yet another timeout, their last.
That's a good tackle by Will Holland, by the way.
Sure was. Holland wrapped him up, hog-tied him, and decked him. 5:49 to go. Fort Loramie down 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan and Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. The dining room sets, bedroom suites, sofas, recliners, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney, family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney, West Michigan in Sydney, GoffneyFurniture.com. Columbus Academy on 3rd and 8 runs Mikey Jockus over left guard, and he hammers down to the 32, and that sets up 3rd down and a yard. Chuck, I thought it was 4th down. Maybe I'm mistaken.
No, it's 3rd.
Scoreboard now reads 2 full yards to go for a 1st down. 3rd down for Academy. Clock winding down. 5:14, 5:13. 21-12. Academy in the lead. Line of scrimmage outside the Fort Loramie 30. Redskins showing blitz pressure against the run, and they stuff it at the 33-yard line. A loss of 2 yards, I think. It'll be 4th and 4 for Academy. As the marked man on that play was Grayson Thomas. Fort Loramie spied on him with 3 or 4 white shirts.
Holland came off the corner, and that's the first time that they've held him to negative yardage.
Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 34. Academy can reach a first down at the 30. And, Chuck, if they do get a first here, no more timeouts for the Redskins.
Right.
The clock will run rapidly the last 4 minutes. And Academy takes the clock all the way down to the final second, takes a timeout. We'll return in a moment with more from here at Columbus Academy in Gahanna, 21-12. Fort Loramie trailing by 9, just over 4 to play in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Say, do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots or hot spots. Call on Tom and Jerry's, which can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Back to pass is Yeoman, the quarterback for Columbus Academy. Somehow or other, he averts an interception down inside the 15. The receiver, falling to the ground on his keister, catches the football. And it's darn near goal to go for Academy at about the 10-yard line. Boy, they pulled that one out of their hip pocket.
Yeah, I think they're on the... I don't know how he got through.
That ball thrown by Yeoman, the quarterback of Columbus Academy, seemed to slither through a couple pairs of hands from Fort Loramie defenders, who had their arms launched up to bat the ball down several yards down scrimmage. And then Academy adding insult to injury on goal to go from the, or I should say on first and 10 from the 15, blasts a running play over a left guard into the end zone. And it's 27-12. Bulldozing was Thomas, 42.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, Chuck, he is a load, a tough customer, and he's got a little shake and bake to him, but he's so strong.
Well, he's strong, but he's got quickness. It's like trying to tackle a fire truck.
What a blend. Here is the extra point try. It is hammered toward the uprights by Ulbrich. He's got it. 28-12, Columbus Academy, 3:33 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
They're introducing the officials at this point. I thought they did a nice job tonight.
Well, they let the players play for the most part.
There was not a lot of flags.
Nope, there was one personal foul on Fort Loramie.
Yeah.
I thought was a poor call. A missed intentional grounding on Academy in the first half. That was a missed call. Only two. Otherwise, pretty well done. Certainly one of the better, if not the best officiated game we've seen this season. The kickoff by Ulbrich, a liner, and it carries through the end zone, hits at the 7 or 8 yard line, and zips off the field of play. And Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own 20 yard line. Final 3:33 of this game. Fort Loramie next week has Dayton Meadowdale at home. our coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com will feature Anna at Minster. Kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25 from Minster next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Maxwell Maurer retreats to throw back at his 8. Slant pattern, middle of the field, caught, 27-yard line. Receiver won't go down. Running to the ball is Academy. Tackle finally made up just short of the 30. Falling across the 30 was Barhorst, the receiver.
No.
Line of scrimmage, 31. Good enough for a first down. Final 3 minutes of this game. Low snap to Maurer. Looks right side of the field. Caught, 26. Wrapped up immediately is the receiver for Fort Loramie. Out to the right, beyond the hash mark, in front of the Redskins bench.
Happy news.
Second down and 3 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, Redskins 38. Final 2:50 of this game. 28-12 Academy. Low snap from center, dropped on the ground. It was low. Maurer picks it up and dances forward. Didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 36. Third down coming up and about 4 to go for a first down for the Redskins. Last score we had, Coldwater well out in front of Anna, 37-0, deep in the second half. Maurer back at his 29. Late delivery, middle of the field, in the hands of the receiver, the defender, and out at about the 48 or 49-yard line. Barhorst was close by, almost made a circus catch. And then on the rebound, Academy nearly got the interception. Fourth down and 5 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 37. 2:11 to go in the fourth. Redskins will turn the ball over here if they don't convert a first down. Maurer being hurried, throws up the right side of the field. It is caught. It didn't bounce. Snared, picked up just above the turf at the 42-yard line. Barhorst clutched it near the 2-minute mark. Line of scrimmage, the 42.5. Maxwell Maurer, who shook off an injury late in the third quarter, rolls left. Now stops, dances, tries to skip away from Vikings, and he's nabbed from behind after running forward for 2. Line of scrimmage, the 45 for the Redskins. Final minute 40, Fort Loramie out of timeouts. 28-12 in favor of Academy. Here's Maurer, quick out, left flat. It's Eilerman, makes a man miss at the 47. Stays on his feet and bulldozes to the 50. It'll be 3rd and 2 or 3. He got out of bounds, stopping the clock at 1:18. Yep, no, he did not get out of bounds. Clock is running. Again, Minster Anna next week here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25 for Minster. Maurer, 7-8 yards behind the line. Everybody after him for the Vikings. And they hustle him down from the backside. Maurer running near sideline. Tripped up at the 50, setting up fourth down. Tell you what, Chuck, the rush yardage, when you figure in the lost yards and sacks, is what, less than 100 on the night?
Oh, they're in the 40s.
Maurer shoots a pass, middle of the field, behind the receiver at the 41 on 4th and 5, and the Vikings take over. Fort Loramie once led in this game 6-0. Academy tied it at 6. Loramie fell behind 14-6 when Academy got a touchdown on a fade pattern and then a 2-point conversion on a crossing pattern. And that 8-point lead by Academy gave the home team a big lift. The Vikings have not been headed since. And it is Academic as the quarterback kneels down behind the line. Final 25 seconds will click off, and that'll do it. Fort Loramie drops to 1-3 on the year. Columbus Academy, a D5 powerhouse, remains unbeaten at 4-0. 28-12, Academy victorious over Fort Loramie here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
So that's the end of the game.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins still trying to find their way both offensively and defensively. Played improved football tonight against a very good unbeaten Columbus Academy team, a D5 powerhouse. But Fort Loramie was beaten after leading early 6-0. Redskins succumbed 28-12. Redskins now 1-3 on the year. Host Meadowdale, Talawanda, and Norwalk St. Paul. The next 3 weeks, Fort Loramie hopes to get well and enter the month of October with a 4-3 record after a three-game winning streak. That is what the Redskins hope for over the next 3 weeks of action. Meanwhile, Columbus Academy, which entered tonight's game 3-0, goes to 4-0 and has games with Columbus, St. Charles, and Whitehall the next 2 weeks. St. Charles 3-0 next week, Whitehall 0-3 the following week. Columbus Academy, a real strong club in Division 5, a potent team with a senior experienced quarterback and a running game, which, Chuck, boy, you got to look around to find one better, that's for sure.
Oh, they ran the ball well all evening, and Loramie just really didn't have an answer for it. I think Academy probably could have scored some more points if they would have ran the ball more. They tried to throw it some. I'm not sure that they're a great throwing football team, but boy, they are a great running football team. For the evening, 310 total yards for Academy, 251 for Loramie, 206 in the air, only 45 on the ground. That's a lot of sacks, and that 30-yard snap over the punter's head. So there went your rushing yards. And the Clancy's player of the game for Columbus Academy, I'm going to go with Grayson Thomas. And for Loramie, Will Holland. Thought he played well offensively and had a nice game defensively on the corner.
Thank you so much, Clancy's. Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's Restaurant, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
And we would like to remind you to make your next play with WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Fort Loramie loses 28-12. The one thing I did like tonight, Chuck, was the fact that explosive plays returned to the offense for Fort Loramie against a very good opponent. The quick strike, long play capability of Fort Loramie was evident tonight. The big miscue that turned the game around and I think led to the 14-6 lead for Columbus Academy was the poor snap in punt formation by Fort Loramie.
Yep, that did turn it around, and, I mean, it gave them a short field. They didn't need the help.
Right.
And Loramie, this was the best game that I've seen Loramie play. But this was a really good football team they played it against.
Enjoyed it here tonight. Outcome wasn't what we wanted, but it's a picturesque campus, beautiful night for high school football. Fort Loramie on the losing end of a 28-12 final. Airtime next Friday night from Minster is at 6:25. Anna Rockets against the Minster Wildcats. Kickoff at 7. For our great online audience tonight, here to scoresbroadcast.com for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Columbus Academy in Gahanna. Final score, Academy 28, Fort Loramie 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.